This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague with you. Happy Monday here on 1080 The Fan. The World Series gets going tomorrow. And we thought it'd be a lot of fun. Dirt and myself have been following this story for over a year now just because we've been fascinated to see if it would actually happen. And a couple years ago, Sports Illustrated ran a cover piece with a picture of the Astros, and it says, "You're 2017 World Series champs." And that story was written by our guest now, Ben Ryder, Sports Illustrated, SI.com on Twitter, at Ben Ryder is where you can find him on Twitter. And he joins us. Ben, you got to just give us the backstory. What led SI and you to come together to have such a cover and a good story?
Well, it started with just how horrible the Astros were, right? I mean, this was the worst team that anyone had ever seen, losing 105 games 3 years in a row, throwing up 0.0 local TV ratings, being made fun of by Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. This was as bad as it gets. So first of all, we were wondering, you know, what the heck is going on down there? What's the big idea here? So for about a year, we kind of periodically check in, you know, are we going to do this? What kind of access can we get? 2014, they agreed to give us some pretty unprecedented access, really, to their draft room and their inner workings. And, you know, I came away understanding exactly what they were doing and believing that they kind of had a new idea as to how to, you know, take apart a franchise and rebuild it from the bottom up using not just metrics and analytics, but traditional scouting as well. So kind of followed the story, didn't think that it was going to be a cover. It wasn't planned to be a cover or anything. Landed on the cover, I guess, kind of due to that access and its merits. And, you know, the cover prediction is what everybody remembers. A lot of thought went into that too. If it was going to happen, when was it going to happen? We thought back in 2014 it was going to be 2017. That's not looking so bad.
Not bad at all. How surprised were you with how quick that young talent came up and then just started delivering results completely away from what they had been the previous 4 or 5 years?
I was surprised, for sure. Like, you know, back in 2015, we were asking ourselves, were we overly conservative with this prediction when they came out of the gates hot and ended up winning the wild card and the wild card game that year? I think that the Astros front office is a bit surprised by the timeline, particularly as far as how fast Carlos Correa, who was just 20 in 2015, came up and started destroying big league pitching. You know, these guys kind of view everything through the lens of probability. I remember them telling me at the time what he did that year to come up and immediately become essentially the best shortstop in the league with kind of like a 99th percentile type outcome. So, you know, certainly not everything. Most things did not go according to how we or how the Astros went, but the sum of them certainly did.
Yeah, we're talking with Ben Ryder, SI.com. He's getting ready for the World Series, starts tomorrow in LA, Houston, and the Dodgers on Twitter at Ben Ryder. I feel like I know the answer you're going to give me, but I have to ask this. We, a lot of times in sports radio, we will be very unbiased between two teams. But if we give an opinion, we kind of root for the opinion. You want to be the right guy, right? Is there any part of you that will admit that you're kind of pulling for the cover story and the in-depth piece that you wrote to maybe come to fruition?
You know, I've been doing this for a while. I'm kind of zen about the whole thing at this point. I've come to realize that I have no control over anything that happens down there on the field. And I never did, actually. Sure, there would be a bit of a thrill to have nailed this thing 3.5 years ahead of time, but I think I'm able to enjoy it either way.
Absolutely. And we got a matchup with two really good baseball teams. Just kind of your thoughts on this matchup between these two juggernauts.
Yeah. I mean, I guess one thing that I would say is that I regret having not put a single dime on this prediction in Vegas 3.5 years ago. I might have been rooting for one side if not for that. Look, I think this is a very, very even matchup. I'm predicting 7 games. In fact, among the 8 SI staffers who do formal predictions, I'm the only one picking the Astros, so kind of on my own once again. But look, I'm picking the Astros precisely because of the nature of Game 7 of the ALCS. You imagine most of the time a team that's won Game 7 is limping forward. You know, their pitchers are used up, they're banged up. That was not what happened in Game 7. This was about as stress-free a Game 7 as you could possibly have. Lance McCullers and Charlie Morton get the credit for that. But that meant that Dallas Keuchel and Justin Verlander didn't even get up in the bullpen. They'll be ready on full rest. I think it's much more of an even matchup, certainly, than even my colleagues at SI believe.
Yeah, Ben Ryder, Sports Illustrated, SI.com is where you can find his great work, and he's on Twitter, at Ben Ryder. He's joining us now, getting us ready for a World Series matchup that hopefully is a legendary one at that. We know a lot about the Dodgers. You said you're picking the Astros, one of the only at Sports Illustrated to do that. What is something, though, that if it's going to go against you, worries you the most with this matchup between LA and Houston?
Certainly the bullpens is the one area that things could go really awry for Houston. We saw that as a vulnerability in the ALCS. On the other side, the Dodgers bullpen, after years of kind of being a question mark, is not that way anymore. Kenley Jansen is the best closer in the league and one who can legitimately work 2 innings this time of year with no sweat. They've gotten great setup men now, and Brandon Morrow is kind of a midseason find, as well as Tony Cingrani and Tony Watson they traded for. The Dodgers bullpen is just flat out better. It's going to put a lot of stress on the Houston starters to go deep, which obviously they can do. I mean, they did several times in the ALCS. But really, once you get into the pens, that's a situation that could favor LA.
How do you put into words what we've seen from Justin Verlander?
Unbelievable. We were talking about probabilities before. This is also a 99th percentile outcome, for sure. What I'm most amazed by is this is a pitcher who seemed to be done a couple of years ago, right? It seemed like he had lost what he had during his MVP days. But like only the best athletes can, he figured out how to work with diminishing stuff, slightly diminishing in his case, but to work with kind of a weaponry that was less than it was when he was 25, 26, 27. CeCe Sabathia kind of did it this year as well. But, man, I mean, to again be looking like the best big game pitcher in the league is pretty remarkable.
What do you think the turnaround is for him? Is it just new atmosphere, new environment, excitement, or is there anything mechanical different about it? How would you explain that then?
A combination of all the above. You know, he started looking better towards his last couple months in Detroit, which is a big reason why Houston pulled the trigger on this trade, because he started pitching better. Yes, I think that he's been, first of all, invigorated by being on a team as excited, as young and exciting as the Astros. You can see that whenever you're in the clubhouse. They really look to him, and he feeds off them. And I also think that, look, he's come into an environment in which every single thing is thin-sliced and analyzed, and they have certainly seen some things about his mechanics and his approach, thanks to their advanced analytics, that he's been able to take advantage of. I think it's probably mostly mental, but there's some technical elements to it as well.
Are there two players in the daily lineup, non-pitchers, that you would say the Dodgers have to have this player step up and Houston has to have this player step up?
Well, it kind of depends on the batting orders. I would say for Houston, if they're going to bat Josh Reddick number two again, at least against righties, man, that guy got one hit in the entirety of the ALCS. You almost started feeling bad for him. He was struggling and pressing so much. Maybe that one hit will, you know, pay off, will lead to something going forward. For the Dodgers, you know, it's Corey Seager, right? He didn't even play in the NLCS. He's supposedly going to be back at shortstop for the World Series. He's got a sore back. That's not 100% confirmed. But when he is healthy, he is an MVP-level candidate. I know they got by very well, actually, with Charlie Culberson in the NLCS. But they really need Seager in there as a third big weapon, aside from, you know, Justin Turner and Yasiel Puig in particular.
All right, so just to confirm, get you out of here on this, you do have Houston in seven? You think it's going seven?
Houston in seven.
There we go. Ben Ryder, SportsIllustratedSI.com. We brought him on not only to break down this matchup between two really good teams, but Dirt and myself been following this story. He wrote the story that was featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated in 2014 with the prediction Astros win the 2017 World Series. It's a really good piece. Go read about it. It involved the process in which they were taking to get to this point. Lo and behold, we're here in 2017, and Ben Ryder may be accurate 100% with the call of Houston winning it. Thanks so much for the time, Ben. Great job on that story. Really, it was a fantastic read. And I got to admit, if they end up winning, I'll be okay, because that is that's a hell of a prediction.
Thanks very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.